Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Great Bridge by David McCullough is a narrative history of one of the most ambitious engineering projects of the 19th century, the Brooklyn Bridge. Set against the explosive growth of New York and Brooklyn, the book traces how a seemingly impossible idea became a defining symbol of modern urban life. McCullough frames the bridge not only as a feat of design and construction, but also as a human drama shaped by politics, money, technology, and sheer persistence. Central to the story are the Roeblings, the family whose vision and resolve guided the project through tragedy and controversy, alongside the immigrant laborers, engineers, and officials who struggled to turn plans into iron and stone. The book situates the bridge within an era of industrial innovation, rival city ambitions, and public skepticism, showing how confidence in progress was tested by accidents, illness, and uncertainty. The result is a vivid account of how infrastructure can transform a city and a nation's imagination. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a bold idea in a rapidly changing city, McCullough places the Brooklyn Bridge within the urgent pressures of mid-19th century New York, when commerce, immigration, and population growth strained existing transportation across the East River. Ferries were vital but unreliable, and the prospect of a permanent crossing touched everything from real estate and business competition to municipal pride. The book explores how the bridge emerged from a wider culture of industrial confidence, where railroads, steam power, and new materials made grand projects feel attainable, even when they still bordered on fantasy. At the same time, McCullough shows the political environment that shaped public works, rival jurisdictions, shifting alliances, patronage, and the need to convince skeptical taxpayers and investors. The idea of connecting New York and Brooklyn also carried symbolic weight, promising to unify markets and daily life while redefining what a city could be. By emphasizing the clash between aspiration and practical limitation, the narrative explains why the bridge mattered long before it was built. The project became a test case for modern infrastructure. Could engineering, finance, and governance align well enough to deliver a structure that would outlast its era and reshape the region? Secondly, the Roeblings and the leadership behind the vision, a major thread of the book, is the leadership of the Roebling family and how personal character influenced technical outcomes. John A. Flest. Roebling appears as the visionary engineer whose experience with wire rope and suspension bridge design enabled him to propose a span of unprecedented scale. McCullough portrays how confidence and meticulous planning can coexist with risk, especially when pioneering work collides with unpredictable realities on the ground. After Roebling's death, the story shifts to Washington Roebling, who inherited not just the design, but also the burden of managing contractors, politics, and public doubt. The book highlights how engineering leadership is as much about communication, decision-making, and accountability as it is about calculations. It also brings attention to Emily Warren Roebling, whose involvement illustrates how projects often depend on under-recognized forms of expertise, organization, and advocacy. Through the Roeblings, McCullough shows the fragility of big plans when leadership is disrupted and the resilience required to continue. The bridge becomes a family saga that reveals broader truths about innovation. Progress is rarely smooth, and continuity of purpose can be as important as any single technical breakthrough. Thirdly, engineering breakthroughs and the realities of construction, McCullough explains the bridge as a practical triumph of materials, methods, and problem-solving, not simply a monument. The narrative describes the core elements of a great suspension bridge, massive anchorages, towers, cables, and the delicate balance of forces that must hold under wind, weight, and time. The book emphasizes how building at that scale required confidence in new industrial capabilities, particularly steel and wire rope manufacturing, and demanded precision across thousands of interconnected tasks. Just as important are the logistical hurdles: moving stone, managing river traffic, coordinating crews, and enforcing standards when any error could cascade into catastrophe. McCullough brings attention to experimentation and adaptation, showing how unexpected conditions force changes in technique and planning. The bridge's construction also reveals how engineering occurs within constraints of budgets, deadlines, and public scrutiny. The book underscores that great structures are not built only by brilliant designs, but by persistent execution, careful inspection, and the ability to learn during the build. By focusing on process, McCullough helps readers understand why the Brooklyn Bridge became a benchmark for future projects and a practical demonstration of what industrial-age engineering could achieve. Fourthly, human cost, labor, and the dangers beneath the river. One of the most sobering aspects of the story is the human cost of construction and the way risk was normalized in the 19th century. McCullough described the labor force that powered the project, including skilled and unskilled workers, many of them immigrants, whose daily tasks involved heights, heavy loads, and unstable work sites. The most infamous danger came from work in pressurized caissons used to build foundations beneath the riverbed. The book discusses how this innovative method enabled the towers to rise from secure footing while exposing workers to severe health consequences, including decompression sickness, then poorly understood. McCullough shows how medical knowledge lagged behind engineering ambition and how institutional pressures encouraged work to continue despite mounting injuries. These episodes broaden the bridge story beyond technology into ethics and social history, who bears the risks of progress, and how societies value labor when pursuing monumental goals. The narrative also illustrates how accidents and illness threaten schedules, leadership, and public confidence, turning technical challenges into personal tragedies. By integrating these realities, the book offers a more complete portrait of infrastructure, reminding readers that every celebrated achievement rests on the endurance, vulnerability, and sacrifice of real people. Lastly, public perception, controversy, and the bridge as a symbol, McCullough explores how the Brooklyn Bridge was contested long before it became beloved. Large public works attract scrutiny, and the book details the swirl of skepticism, rumors, political maneuvering, and accusations that followed the project through years of delays and cost disputes. McCullough treats these conflicts as integral to understanding the bridge, because the struggle to secure legitimacy was as important as the struggle to solve engineering problems. The bridge had to win public trust in its safety and its value, and it had to withstand criticism that it was too expensive, too audacious, or compromised by corruption. At the same time, the book shows how the structure gradually became a civic emblem, shaping how residents imagined their city and their future. The bridge connected neighborhoods and economies, but it also connected ideas, faith in technology, pride in craftsmanship, and the promise that modern life could be improved through bold investment. McCullough suggests that the bridge's meaning expanded as people interacted with it, turning a controversial construction site into a landmark of identity. By tracing the arc from doubt to admiration, the book explains how infrastructure can become culture, not just utility. In conclusion, this book suits readers who enjoy narrative history, urban history, and stories where engineering intersects with politics and human endurance. It will also appeal to leaders, project managers, architects, and anyone curious about how complex systems get built when the stakes are high and certainty is scarce. The benefit is practical as well as inspirational. By following the bridge from idea to completion, readers see how ambition is translated into execution through planning, negotiation, risk management, and persistence. The story clarifies that progress is rarely linear, and that setbacks, public doubt, and institutional friction are normal features of large undertakings. That perspective can strengthen a reader's patience and decision-making in their own long projects, whether professional or personal. Compared with many books that treat famous structures as a list of facts or a celebration of genius, McCullough delivers a fuller account that combines technical context with social realities and character-driven storytelling. The bridge becomes a lens on an entire era, making the book worth buying for its breadth, readability, and lasting insight into how monumental achievements are actually made and paid for. If you would like to support David McCullough, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.